Can a comic book change attitudes about gender-based inequality and prejudice? A New York trio thinks it can. They were appalled by the growing number of rape cases in India and launched an augmented reality comic book at last month's Mumbai Film and Comics Convention. Correspondent Shavi Sajdev caught up with the main author Ram Devanini.
You know how art with a message can get quite preachy? A new comic book may be the exception. It's called Priya's Shakti and has an unlikely hero, a young woman named Priya who has survived a vicious sexual assault and who finds her voice to lead a movement. Not just any movement, but an epic movement involving the gods of Hindu mythology, all told in a vivid, even psychedelic style.
I'm Ram Devanini. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I was born near Vijayawada and I grew up in New York.
This is Ram's first comic book. The seeds were sown while he was visiting India. During his visit, the girl whom the Indian media dubbed Nirbhay died after being brutally gang-raped in a moving bus. Her partner was beaten and left for dead, and Delhi quickly became known as the rape capital of India. Ram realized that it wasn't a question of punishment and justice. It went much deeper.
I was involved in the protests that were occurring at that time, and I spoke to a Delhi police officer afterwards and asked him what he thought about what was happening. And he said something very surprising and maybe indicative. He said, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, "No good girl walks home alone at night," implying that she either deserved it or she provoked the rape. Now, that got me thinking that the problem of sexual violence in India is not a legal problem. Rather, it's a cultural problem.
Despite protests and measures in the last 2 years, New Delhi, the national capital, continues to be the most unsafe city in the country. The number of reported rapes in Delhi almost doubled from 585 in 2012 to 1,441 in 2013. Back in 2012, Ram thought he'd make a documentary film about the whole thing. He interviewed survivors of gang rape and asked them what they would want to see happening in India. They told him the shame and blame was put on them. They had trouble getting justice because their families and the cops were uniformly discouraging. And they felt these factors together created a vicious circle. A certain kind of man would rape because he could get away with it. Still, Ram decided a documentary wouldn't work.
I realized I couldn't tell an authentic or proper story. It was too emotional, very powerful for everyone and also for audiences. And so I looked at other formats and I went back to my childhood and the Hindu mythological comic books I read.
Though Ram's family moved to the US when he was six, he grew up steeped in the Hindu myths and stories. He even studied Hindu mythology in school.
As a child in India, I learned it through the mythological comic books that everyone read and said, this is an ideal way to do it. You know, a common motif in comic books is a simple villager gets into problems and calls on the gods for help. You see that in those comic books all over, everywhere. And I took that idea and I said, why not have a character call on the gods in this time? Because rape is the biggest problem in India right now. So why not? It would be ideal for the gods to intervene.
Ram wanted to address the Indian tradition of celebrating and worshipping fierce, strong goddesses like Durga and Kali. And so he created Priya, a dark-skinned young woman who is ostracized and victimized by society after being raped. She's blamed for it, stripped of her jewelry and fine clothes, and she's forced to make camp outside the village. Here she prays for deliverance to the goddess Parvati. Now, in the Hindu pantheon, the Holy Trinity is Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, and Shiva, the destroyer and ascetic. Shiva's consort, goddess Parvati, is the one who acts as a conduit between him and the people, the one who calms him down. The story has all these elements interwoven into it, but don't worry, you don't need to be an expert on mythology to understand or appreciate it. In the comic, goddess Parvati comes to Priya and encourages her to harness her inner power, her Shakti, and not let what's happened to her define her.
I think most rape survivors, you know, they've gone through this ordeal, and a lot of them are very courageous and want to move on, you know, seeking justice, and then also redefining and redirecting their lives afterwards. And it's similar to the case with Priya. You know, the rape is not something that destroys and prevents her life from moving forward.
The language is easy. The artwork also works with an app called Blipper for augmented reality extras in each page, from Shiva's massive foot leaping out to kick you, complete with sound effects, to the stories of actual rape survivors. Ram and his team hope to use the cool factor to reel readers in and let the actual message of change just kind of ride along. As the story progresses, Priya does move on and finds a mantra that spearheads a movement. But the comic is open-ended, which begs the question, is there a sequel?
There's two sequels. One sequel is taking it out on the street, having people in India actually take on that mantra and find out if they will stand with Priya. You know, Priya also means love. So will they stand with love? Will they stand and support survivors of rape? Will they be in favor of, will they support women's equality? And of course, the second sequel is we want to continue Priya's story and have her travel around India addressing other issues as well.
It would be wonderful if a comic book could change deep-seated sexism and objectification in our patriarchal country. But how much difference can a comic book make?
Well, I don't think a comic book alone is the cure. I think a comic book is part of a larger toolbox of conversations and discussions that need to be done. This is something that, as the end of the comic book says, how will you stand with Priya, right? It's really about how you'll take the message from the comic book and the philosophy in it and put it into real-world implementation.
The comic book ends with Shiva asking Parvati if this feminism, for lack of a better word, will last. We can't know the answer, but here's to more female superheroes, especially the realistic kinds.